I say I don't mean to lie.
No, no, I'll be here. Seems like I'm gonna be in Florida. I was thinking that. What was the day that, on the 25th, that when we come back, is that the day we do Alabama? Is that that? I mean, that's our whole time with that, right? Now, would that be the day time, should, would we be back for dinner at night? In other words, we do Alabama, we'll be back for dinner at night. So, why don't you start laying it on? Have the southern people get them in and let them turn off the damn town. I think they will. Fair enough. Now, the other possibilities on this, planting, it was your thought, they can do it. 28, I believe, we go to Indianapolis. Yeah. And, that, once we hit that, then go on over to Columbus, Dayton, all at the same time. I think that's not a bad thing to do, you know what I mean? Yes, yes, I think it's not a great action here. Yeah. I think it's not a bad thing to do. Now, and then what your thought would be to do is on the 29th to do, if that fits in with them, here we are. It's a good day for them. All right, we'll do West Point then. But why not, since we're on the road, then go over. Rather than do the other one at a later time, but I think the other one is something we ought to do at some point. At some point. Yes. Yeah. It seems to be that, yeah, that probably is. Look, you could drop by that there, you know, anyway, just drop by and give it a pop and then do the right back. And go to the right Patterson and drop by the lovely dinner and come home. Well, if he should
hurry up then and tell me,
I know,
you know, because
yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm thinking that we might be a nice little affair.
He's
been nice to us and to all everybody we sent out there. But most important, he's an interesting man. I want a dull man and he would be nice to
him. Oh, no.
Yeah, a dull man and
he's you can be bored to death.
Yeah.
15 minutes was like a whole thing.
I don't know what to do.
reading the other day that Pete Peters. I stopped and told him. I had not met him yet. I had talked with him about that. He, now I don't know anything about it, you know. He explained that the other day so clear that he cannot understand. And he did it beautifully, it was not boring. He understood what he was talking about, he was fantastic. So, really, it was
very boring. And I think it may happen this way. Maury, he's a woman that's been trying to Republican National Finance. He's the ideal man to control the Congress. You see, we need Negroes, very smart people in that goddamn cabinet to speak up like comics. Comics present what it would be this. He, 25 to 30 years old, he's the most popular man. And I spoke with him in the late 90s. I saw a comic there, he's been a cat hospital team. But it was, man, I asked, he did look there, he said, well, he's a great man. And he said, no, I want to bear the burden. He said, I want you to know I'm a Texas, I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't be here. And I spoke with him, and it's just, I'm just proud to be in this administration. The president has shown great courage in the revolutionary reorganization, the launching thing. Vietnam, he's getting some of us for it. He says, we just ought to be very appreciative and proud of the work. The time he thinks they're all clapping. Now, there's nobody else that's got their hand that does it. Rogers doesn't do it, Larry doesn't do it, Mitchell does, but it's not his nature.
Mitchell's
got to do it his own way and should. But colleagues, the rest of them are all thinking almost like their own situations. You see, they just start to
well,
they're worried about when they go to Camp David and how many times they get in to see the president, where they sit at the dinners, you know, et cetera. Who's going to get brought in? Connolly also is concerned about all this. But he knows the way to do it. He's the only one to recognize the principle that I follow with Eisenhower. God damn it, the way to get ahead is to get out and talk to the boss. Don't talk yourself.
That's right.
We can have problems with an agonist. Agonist, he'll take the pressure off her, but he isn't really good at, you know, pushing that.
No, he isn't. He's good with the other, but he isn't good with that.
He's thinking of himself. And it's up and down the line. Robbing, Bobby. And Rob Bobby, but he just doesn't know what he believes in. And Peterson's good. Well, and you know, look at Peterson. Peterson's got some style. He's got some.
I was so impressed. I meant to tell you that thing.
No reflection on Maury. I love the boy and everything. But you compare Peterson's sales to the business community, Maury stands. I'll face it.
Isn't that true? How much God has been handling
that. You see?
That's right.
Maury can't sell anything to anybody.
Maury is, I don't know if he did a marvelous job getting money.
I know, that's his job. Peterson's probably more than that.
Probably.
See?
But to explain something
and
ease and look like he knows what he's talking about and make you understand. Like, he really is a good. And of course, he does have that personality. He's like, Connolly, for instance, he has the look and the personality, the charm. He's really good.
Yeah.
And when people hear him, you're saying everybody else, but it's good.
Well, Connolly realizes the potential of the president.
Yes.
You can't say that for him, then you can't.
No, really, he
is missing the value of that restraint to Bill Rogers.
Yeah.
Rogers has so much charm, luck, brains, and so forth. He just cannot bring himself to get out of that heavy little business of worrying about the hell, how the hell he's going.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's too bad.
And he won't step up to the hard one. Like at the deal he'll talk about in the Middle East or Salt or anything like that. When it comes to Vietnam, he's only around and you're going good. You know, I think you're wrong.
And he hasn't explained that department
at
all.
Oh,
nothing. Terrible. But and he isn't a good figure like Connolly. But he does have, he's an animal. He's got the charm. He's got everything.
Good intelligence.
Not a good charm.
You've seen Charlie Conn and Charlie. Conn's just strong, isn't he?
That's good. It's the picture of a strong man and a villain who deserves himself.
No.
But he hasn't done it as much either.
He's done a lot. He just, he too much for yourself. What you've got to do.
Yeah, I want to be light.
To get out. You've got to get out and push this thing right at 4-6.
This is a cartoon. You might invite have clients in across the street.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's almost, you said it, so I thought it was going to be awesome. But boy, I thought that comment was extraordinary.
There were not many who thought it was very good because he was strong.
But who are they going to mention he got in the Congress? In the Senate, aren't they? Yeah.
Almost.
I mean,
Because you know, you have a chance to have freedom of expression.
Sure.
And
this is, yeah, a cartoonist in America has an opportunity to really be a cartoonist, because you see,
no, you're free to do what you're right, what you're wrong.
Yes.
Okay,
now, they have,
you can write a message.
They have an exhibition in Montreal, which is one of the biggest exhibitions in the world for a cartoon.
Yeah.
They have about 60 countries, including the communist countries,
yeah.
Except the Soviet Union. They don't seem to have any, but Yugoslavia has all these others. It's amazing to see the difference between the American cartoonists and the European.
Correct.
The difference in the
police style is
the Americans go bang, see?
Oh, sure.
And well, politically, and the Europeans are racist.
I'm not seeing these people who are coming down the ring speaking to us the other day.
They can go to
the
house now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. They're racist.
Yeah.
I put 22 years in the Marine Corps.
Did you?
I'll be tired of that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
That remarkable.
That remarkable ceremony.
Sure.
Bob was mentioning in a comment that you wanted to go there.
Well,
we have 2 days to go out of Washington for 72 hour
pass.
Okay, thank you.
Don't worry.
All right.
Just like this. Take your microphone.